Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII, Halcyon House. You're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Elizabeth Billups, director of Elizabeth's Academy of Classical Ballet, about the academy and their upcoming performance. Good morning. Thank you for meeting me today. And can you tell me who you are and who you are representing today?
Absolutely. My name is Elizabeth Billups, and I'm here to talk about Elizabeth's Academy of Classical Ballet in Ainsworth because we have our annual Nutcracker production coming up on Saturday, December 17th.
And where will that be and what time, and is there a cost with that?
It will be at the Washington Community Theater, and we will begin seating at 6 o'clock. The show begins at 6:30, and we do have a dessert reception following. It is all free to the community. That's something that we would like to do as our Christmas gift to the community every year.
Very good. And how many years have you been putting on this production?
This is our second year doing a Nutcracker. We really didn't have the amount of students or space to do it before. And now that we do, we're having a blast and want to do it every year.
Wonderful. So you talked about space. So do you have a new rehearsal space that you're utilizing?
For the last 3 years, we have been at the City Center in Ainsworth, which some people may know as the old grade school. Before that, we were renting different spaces in Washington, and we have room there to practice all of our numbers full out, and so that's been wonderful for us.
That makes a big difference when there's enough space to fit everyone.
Absolutely.
And do the full routine instead of little snippets. I understand. So how many students are involved with this Nutcracker production?
Oh my. Well, between extras, students, people that we have that are coming just to dance with us, I would say we have around 70 people.
Oh, wow. Okay. Because I've never seen the Nutcracker, but I can assume that if you have the people that want to do it, that you would have the ability then to have 70 plus people.
Yes, and even with 70 people, everyone's wearing two or three hats. There are many, many roles in the production.
Wow, okay. And how long have rehearsals been going on for this production?
We start rehearsals around the beginning of September, and over the last few weeks, we've been adding in extra days, evenings, Saturdays, and this week especially, it's just every day in the studio fine-tuning.
Very good. And do you feel like you're getting ready, or are you still, as the kind of director, in a position of, oh, we're not quite there yet, but we will get there?
I'm always excited and nervous. We're ready, but I always feel like anything extra we can do before the curtain goes up will make it even better.
Very good. And what are the age ranges then of performers?
Our youngest is 3. And our oldest, I'm not actually sure. I would say late 40s, early 50s. Okay. So we have a wide range of ages. All of our academy students, as well as a lot of siblings, parents, cousins that have come to help.
Very good. Does the academy offer any other classes? I know this is kind of a seasonal performance. Are there any other performances that you do throughout the year?
We do a spring performance as well in May, and we offer classes from September through May in classical ballet, character dance, and point. We also offer beginning adult ballet, and in the summer we offer workshops.
Is there anything else you would like to add about your studio or the upcoming production?
We've just been really thankful all the help and support that we've had. And if you've never seen the Nutcracker, there's nothing like it. It's absolutely marvelous and lovely, very family friendly. So please, if you can, come join us. I don't think you'll regret it.
Do you need to reserve a seat, or is it just first come, first serve for seating?
It's first come, first serve. If you do have an issue with mobility where we know you need a certain seat, by all means, you can contact us and we'll be happy to reserve a special seat for you if needed.
Very good. And once again, when is this performance and how can people see it?
This coming Saturday, December 17th, seating begins at 6 p.m. at the Washington Community Theater. We also have a website, EACB, and balletbillips@gmail.com is another way to get in touch with us. And so hopefully everyone can come.
Great. Well, thank you so much for meeting with me today.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Elizabeth Billups joining on today's Halcyon House Washington page to talk about Elizabeth's Academy of Classical Ballet and their upcoming performance. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.